talking about how to glorify God. If our purpose is the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy God, how do we do that? Okay, so on the outline, we're at like point seven. We glorify God by learning to obey Him. If we constantly disobey God, we constantly are living unholy or sinful lives. And yet we say we're Christians. Can we really say we're glorifying God? So let's look at John 21, 19.
Extra Bibles if you need them on the table.
And John 14, 15. So if somebody could read John 4, John 21, 19.
John 21:19.
Yes.
So your overall point is that we glorify God in this G by obedience.
Yes.
Page 5:16.
We talked about we glorify God by bearing fruit, by praising God, by talking to God in prayer. Various biblical responses. If we're to glorify God, how do we do that? What's the Bible say? So,
John 21:19.
Yes.
This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me."
Okay, so the context is, Peter is discouraged by what happened to Jesus. And Peter decides, I'm going back to the Sea of Galilee. And he says, let's go fishing. He's a fisherman. What can I do if Jesus has died? Yes, he's resurrected, but what's God's purpose? So Peter says, I'm going back to the boat and going fishing.
Pardon me, I thought they were supposed to go around and share the gospel.
Yes, but they haven't understood that yet.
Oh, okay.
And so,
and Jesus said at that point, just told him to go to Galilee and wait for him.
Yes. And so, Peter and some of the apostles, probably James, John, Matthew, they're from Galilee and they were fishermen. So they go fishing one night. And what happens?
They don't catch
any. They don't catch any fish. How encouraging. And they don't catch any fish. And as they approach dawn with nothing, they see someone on the shore. And who is it? They recognize it's the Lord.
Oh, pardon me, is this where he makes some breakfast?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, they see the Lord. Peter says, it's the Lord. And the Lord says, just the thing no fisherman wants to hear. If you haven't caught fish, have you caught anything? No. Hello.
Hello.
And Peter, he recognized it's Jesus. Jesus speaks. Have you caught any fish? No. What does Jesus tell him to do?
Cast the nets on the other side.
Yeah. Cast your net to the other side of the boat. Like the fish know to be on the wrong side. Like yes. Hello, Patrick. Good. We're talking about glorifying God. So, Peter and the apostles throw the net down and they get this huge haul of fish. Like 150 something. So, there's a step of obedience. So they bring this great amount of fish into the boat. So much that the net is about to break. And the boat is about to sink because of the weight. So they get this catch to the shore. They unload it. And Jesus says, well, let's have some breakfast out of this amazing catch. The Lord prepares breakfast. In other words, he took some fish and they cooked them and everybody is eating. Now,
you ever eat fish for breakfast?
Yeah. What's that?
Yes.
I didn't hear.
Eggs and grits.
I didn't hear you.
Fish for breakfast.
I just realized I had my fish dress on today.
Good.
Any kind.
Anyways. After, while there'd be fish coming to the Sea of Galilee, which is a freshwater lake. Okay, now. After eating breakfast, Jesus talks to Peter. Why does he have to talk to Peter? Why is this passage important?
Isn't it about the he's going to restore Peter?
Yes, because Peter had sinned by denying Jesus three times.
Is that why he asked him three questions?
Well,
maybe.
Maybe, but to God's plan, Jesus has to restore Peter. Because Peter is the leader of the apostles. He and James and John are the inner circle that the others are going to lead and they're going to follow. You can't have the first 15 chapters of the book of Acts without these apostles.
Mm-hmm.
So Peter has to be restored to fellowship with Jesus. So Jesus asks Peter, Peter, do you love me? The Greek word love is agape. What does Peter say?
Lord, you know I love you.
Is that Eros he answers with?
He says, yes.
I love you like a brother.
You know I do.
For friendship.
Jesus asks, he says, Peter, if you love me, to do what?
Feed my lambs.
Feed my sheep or tend my sheep. My lambs. Who is that? Is he talking about real sheep? He's talking about
future believers.
Yes, he's talking about the people that you're going to be a shepherd to. My church, my people. Now, Jesus asked it again. Peter, do you love me? Agape. What's Peter say?
Lord, you know I love you.
You know I love you. Now, Jesus asked the question the third time, but he changes the Greek to a different word, phileo, the word we get Philadelphia, brotherly love. It's not implied to be the highest form of love. So he said, do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Then he asked, kind of like, do you really love me? Even like enough to be my friend or my brother. He's really questioning. If you love me, why did you deny? Why are you fishing when I told you to wait for the Holy Spirit to come and you're going to go preach the gospel and tend my sheep? And Peter, he answers with, Lord, you know all things. Look at me. You know I love you. And Jesus says, well, if you love me, feed my sheep, tend my sheep. And he says, no matter what happens, you are to obey me. And you are to follow me, even to the point of death. He says, you will glorify God now. By what? What do we read? Somebody read the verse again. Yeah.
This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glory by God. After saying this, he said to him, follow me.
Okay, so we glorify God by obedience. And look, Jesus is saying, stop fishing. Stop being your old self. Follow me. Obey me. Even to the point of death. In your death, and in your life, you will glorify God by obeying me. That principle applies to us. If we disobey God, we're not glorifying God. If we obey God, even to the point of hardship, we're glorifying God. And Jesus looks at Peter and says, follow me to the point of death. And Peter says, what about him? He looks at John, who never had to be told to obey. He's the disciple who loves Jesus. Like John says, what's that?
John's the only one that stayed at the cross.
Yes. And Peter says, well, okay, I hear what you're saying. Well, what about him? And Jesus said, don't worry about John. Whether John lives or dies, you, and he uses an emphatic particle of speech, you follow me. You obey me. If you do that, you will glorify God. So, all these biblical ways to bring glory to God in our lives. But here's this basic, simple one. Obey my commandments. Obey and submit to the Lord Jesus. Let's read John 14:15.
If you love me, you will keep my commands.
Okay. It's basically restating the same principle. If you're a Christian and you say, I love God, my purpose is to glorify God. Jesus says, obey my commandments. Now, that's summed up for us in the Ten Commandments. But there are other commandments in Scripture that apply to us. So, that's a good study for us. As we read Scripture and we see a command, we say, does that apply? Should I be doing that? You know, some commands applied to the Jews under civil law. But when we see a command, we should think, how do I apply that to my life? How do I obey God? Like we were discussing yesterday, don't worry. Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but pray. Wait a minute. Does that mean I should be praying? Yes. That's an imperative to us. So, we glorify God by obeying, by keeping His commandments. Think about how that works out in your life. The culture tells us, don't listen to God. That's stupid. That's foolish. Do what the world says. But we're called to listen to the Word of God. The Scriptures are our only rule for life and practice. Peter had to learn this lesson. How many times did he go to jail? How many times did he suffer hardship? Did he get scourged? And tradition tells us that he was crucified for his faith. Well, that's pleasant. Yeah, I like that. I'll obey. Wait a minute. I'll obey. No. Not the crucifixion. That's pretty hard.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes we say, as Christians, yeah, okay, I'll face the firing squad. That's pretty quick and easy. No, don't let me be tortured. No, don't let me have pancreatic cancer or I suffer for a year. Sometimes our obedience is hard, but we look to Christ. Any comments or questions? Let's stop there.
Sometimes we don't know how we're glorifying God. I remember a long time ago, I heard a pastor preach that God is glorified in the difference between how you respond as a believer to a difficult circumstance as opposed to the person that has that circumstance that doesn't know the Lord. You know, and it can appear different on the outside to someone else. Like I remember someone whose lifestyle influenced me before I was a believer. And I told him that after after the Lord saved me. And he said, that was a really difficult period in my life. You know, like, I can't believe I was an example to anybody. So you don't really understand all that's going on and how God is glorified. But now that I'm a believer, only thing I would add to that is God's people suffer
from
the law.
Yes. Somebody pray for us.
Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you, Lord, for this wonderful blessing. So help us, Lord, with the application, that, Lord, that we might truly understand how to obey you and live for you. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.